70% of people do not have a single person that they can call in the middle of a crisis. Let's face it, we are relationally broke. And my mission is to make that percentage zero. But how? By building relational wealth, the embodiment of all your relationships with yourself, with others, and experiences that enrich your life. I promise you this podcast will help you build wealth in every way that money cannot. And it all starts by being accidentally intentional. Let's begin. I am lifetime processing that I think I'm changing my mind about the topic of disagreement. I'll explain more in a second. Stay tuned. Welcome back to another Accidentally Intentional podcast where our mission is to destroy loneliness by building rich relationships. And I'm going to be honest, I might be all over the place in this episode. I'm not really sure where I'm going to go with it. I'm processing with you live time how I'm feeling about the topic of disagreement and that I think I'm changing my mind on how I see all of it entirely. So let me just say up front that this video may stir up some emotions. And so I'm asking that you give me grace and patience as we go through this, because again, I don't even know what's to come in this video. I'm kind of just sharing all of my thoughts and seeing if I have a solid conclusion by the end of it. And I want us to kind of have this dialogue and this conversation together, or at least think through it together. So if you're willing to watch the whole thing before coming to a conclusion on your own, I'd appreciate it, because I believe that we are so much better together. And this is your opportunity to click out of the video right now if you have those thumbs ready to react or have a visceral kind of reaction or something that feels hateful, because I might say something you disagree with. Tasteful dialogue is, of course, welcome, but hate and vitriol is not. And yeah, I'm guilty of that. I'm going to explain all of it in a second, but basically there's a couple things that have been going on and that I've been paying attention to in myself over the past couple months, and I've been doing it all wrong. The goal is to build rich relationships, but in the process of building rich relationships, I've created my own boxed inner world echo chamber to just surround myself with people, thoughts, ideas, podcasts, videos of more of what I like and want to see or have a proclivity or bias to agree with. And that's a problem because I've fallen captive to this idea that we should only spend time with and hang out with people who believe that they believe the same things that we do. And that has officially bit me in the butt hard. I don't know. Maybe you are already thinking, okay, I guess I kind of get where you're going, but not really at the same time. So here's what I've been noticing. I have, and this has been on a podcast episode previously, where I am a defensive person. That's just kind of like, it's been part of me for way too long in my life. I know exactly where it comes from. I know its origins, but it's still here, present day. And this defensiveness is obviously getting me something. Anything that we're holding on to, even if it's bad, it's negative, is getting us something. So as I've been asking myself the question, what is this defensiveness getting me? I've come to a couple different conclusions. First off is, if I'm getting defensive because someone doesn't agree with something that I say or a way that I think, that defensiveness is getting me this kind of illusion of control, I guess, or this thought process that maybe I don't need to spend time getting to know them. It's almost like, well, they've opted themselves out because they don't agree with me. There's a lot of problems with that I'm learning for myself. There's a lot of problems with counting people out just because they don't believe the same thing as me or think the same way. And I was listening to this podcast episode. It's actually Mark Manson's podcast called The Subtle Art of Giving a F, insert expletive, podcast. But he did an episode on why is it so hard for adults to make friends? And this is obviously a topic that I'm very passionate about, because when people hear the word relationships, they automatically think romantic, which is so limiting the word. Relationships are every part of your life, your friendship relationships, your relationship with coworkers, your relationship with family, etc., and also romantic relationships. It's not limited. It's actually very inclusive and expansive of a word. So because this podcast is about building rich relationships, I wanted to hear someone else's take. And they were talking about how you know what a true friend is. And I have to say, this clip that I'm about to show you really made me start reflecting and thinking differently, or at least giving myself the opportunity to change my mind on how I've been treating my own friends. So let's take a listen.
And I think friends, they like real friends, when you get to that level, that those upper levels that you're talking about, they hold contradictions, your contradictions, maybe even two, in some sort of balance for you. It's like, you know, they'll call you on your bull and they'll hold you accountable, but they'll also be there for you when you royally fuck up, when nobody else around you wants to be around you, like that kind of thing. Or the one I thought of recently too was that they expect the most of you, but they don't expect anything from you. Mm. So there's this weird, like, they can hold these contradictions and all of your flaws and everything like that. They're way more forgiving. They know your flaws probably better than you do, even, and yet they're more forgiving of them. There's this weird kind of like place where you get with a select few friends that I think it's what you're talking about. It's beyond shared interest. It's beyond all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that clip said a lot, but that is something that I've never been able to articulate about why true friends are such a gift, why rich relationships are such a gift. And it's this whole concept of we are living, breathing contradictions. We're saying one thing, we're doing another. We're thinking one thing, we're acting the exact opposite way. And I think I really felt a lot of conviction and really started looking inward after hearing that, because people that accept you for both sides of who you are, the fact that you are a walking contradiction, is really something I completely agree with from the standpoint of that defines a true friend. But the reason it really convicted me is because I don't just want to be that to people that I know really well. I think if we're honest, none of us want to only be that good of a friend to people that we know. Wouldn't it be awesome to be known as a type of person that gives grace and accepts every part of a person? I mean, I don't know where I'd be without my friends and my family accepting me in all of my shortcomings and what would otherwise be canceled in certain spheres of life. So I've been really reflecting on this whole concept of contradictions, and then it made me think about cancel culture. And because I was thinking about cancel culture, I actually watched this TED Talk the other day, which at the time of this recording, this TED Talk that I'm referencing is 8 years old. So that's pretty crazy, because it ended up being what is now certainly a timeless TED Talk. And the TED Talk is called How to Ruin Your Life in a Single Tweet, or something similar to that. I'll put the link in the description to the whole episode so you can listen to that too. But in this TED Talk, the speaker is discussing the rise and fall of I believe she was a journalist who tweeted something while she was about to be on a plane flying across the world to land in a third world country. And by the time that she landed, the whole world, quote unquote, was waiting for her to land to find out that she had been effectively canceled because of the tweet that she put out. And there's obviously a lot more context to it. I don't want to share all of it right now, but here was the issue. What brought to the surface from this was that this woman said something that was offensive. Does it matter who took offense? No. I think the posture we all need to get better at is choosing to not take offense to something. But that's a separate episode entirely. So this woman said something offensive. She tweeted it. She turned off her phone while her tweet is picking up steam, going viral, and a major group of people, it was said like the whole country was waiting for her to land because everyone had decided she was going to be canceled before cancel culture was a thing. And it was like everyone was rallying and cheering together to watch her demise because of something that she said was so hateful. And as I was listening to this TED talk, a thought hit me. Wait a second. I remember this moment happening. I remember this tweet that went viral and my thoughts and how I immediately thought I was getting on that bandwagon. I was like, cancel her. Get rid of her. How dare she say something so hateful? We hate her. What? Wait, we're trying to get rid of somebody that's hateful by doing something hateful ourselves, by being the exact type of person that we don't want to be. And that's what I've been thinking about this week, because I am a walking contradiction. Do I want to be? No. Yet, am I still? Yes. And so I'm thinking through this whole concept of disagreement because I've created an echo chamber for myself where you can have different values and different beliefs. And the values can be similar, but we've been getting so stuck on someone having a different belief than us that if it's not exactly aligned, we can't deal with it. And I'm wondering, who the heck taught us this? And why the heck have we bought into this lie? I'll just speak for myself. Why the heck have I bought into this lie that we can't talk about anything? Faith, politics, like the weather, like some, it's like we all live in fear that someone's going to choose to take offense to something we say. Yet when it happens to somebody else, we do the exact same thing that we're afraid of. We become the people that we don't like by taking sides and causing that division and like, stay away, you're nothing like me. And I really think that I'm changing my mind on this whole concept. I've been so closed-minded that it's actually been a detriment to me. I haven't gotten to know people as much as I should just because I knew their thought process was not the same as mine on certain things. And I'm going to admit it, okay? Like, it's hard to admit. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how this is going to go on the podcast and YouTube yet. I don't know how this is going to go. Just might be admitting, like, hey, I haven't been this. But I want to get better at it. Truly. I really want to get better at it. And I want to start, I want to have permission. I want to give myself the permission to change my mind and actually start listening to other trains of thought. I mean, when I tell you it's bad, it's bad. Like if I hear even so much as a clip, a reel of somebody who starts talking and 5 seconds in, I know they don't think the same way at me as all. I'm scrolling past it. I can't even let myself listen to it, or I've gotten to that point. I'm going to choose otherwise. Now, yeah, I've really been struggling with this. I've really been struggling with how did I get here? What am I going to do to get out of it and actually choose to become more open-minded and actually give the world and people in my life or people that I don't even know permission to change their mind and permission to change and permission for them to think something different than I do and still be able to have not just a civil, but a thoughtful, engaging dialogue and conversation. And so before I get into what I'm going to do moving forward to kind of help myself become less insular in my thinking and more open-minded, I wanted to also play this clip because this really got me because of how true it is. So let's take a look.
Hey, trying to play?
Oh, no, thank you, actually. I don't think I'm ever going to play with you again.
Why?
Yeah, I actually found one of your old Twitter accounts where you made a tweet from 8 years ago, and it was actually really offensive.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was so long.
Oh, don't apologize. Your life is already over.
What?
Yeah, people like you should never make mistakes or change as a person over time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're done for.
Dang. It's really inhumane how how I've been about this whole thing. Truly. I'm not going to speak for anybody else. That's not fair. And not like, that's not fair. No, that's so unbelievably unfair of me to act that way towards somebody else just because they have a completely different outlook and view of life. And, you know, in certain circles, I'm known as really empathetic. In other circles, I haven't been known as empathetic because I haven't been willing to step into somebody else's shoes and truly hear what they're trying to say and understand their experience because I haven't wanted it to disagree with or come in conflict with mine. It's like I've been conflict avoidant, but really what was underneath of it all was I'm so scared that my thinking could be changed that I can't let any other thought in. And that shows that it's a really unhealthy mindset because we should all have the ability to choose to be open and change our mind. Now, you can be resolute on a stance or a thought process. That's no problem. I would say that I am on a lot of things. Most of which I don't talk about on here because I think there's nuance and there's context that should happen in a face-to-face in-person dialogue. And quite honestly, the comment sections are not it for me. But I think it's time for me to start actually being able to have discourse with people that I know I don't agree with and still be able to hear them out. And not immediately put a wall up, but actually have enough confidence that where I stand doesn't need to be, you know, shaken or wavered because somebody else thinks something differently. I want to become the type of friend that can understand where someone's coming from, even if I don't agree with them. That's what I want to be. And so I need to start taking some actions to do that. So here's what I've been thinking through, and feel free to drop in the comments ways that you think could help me with this. What I'm going to start doing is start purposely listening to podcast episodes or clips from people who I know have the complete opposite way of seeing the world in which I do, and just listening and trying to at least give them the time of day, starting there. And then as I slowly adapt to that, try and think from their perspective and wrestle with, well, how, in what way could I choose to see things from their perspective? Because what if we're just only a couple choices away from doing that? And you know, I'm saying all this, and at the time of recording, this is about to be an election year. And nobody, I think deep down, really wants to be hateful and hardened and pointing fingers at other people. I don't think we want to do that. I just think we feel that we have to. And I'm here to say, I don't believe I have to anymore. That's why I'm changing my mind. I think it's a choice, but it's not a choice I want to opt into anymore. And a couple of weeks ago, I released a video reacting to a viral Atlantic article on why Americans stopped hanging out. The video surprised me by how many people tuned in and joined in the comment section. But what really disheartened me was how many pointed fingers there were in the comment section of people being like, oh yeah, well, Americans aren't hanging out because this party, they, you know, it's the proverbial, the ethereal, they, like, we're not naming names because we can't. We're just saying they. That's not getting us anywhere. And you might be listening and you're like, I don't want to get anywhere. Okay, then thank you for watching this long, but this video is definitely not going to be for you because what I'm trying to flesh out live time is that I believe that one of the keys to building rich relationships and destroying our loneliness is actually choosing to engage with people who don't think, act, or see the world the same way as we do. I'm willing to be wrong. I'm in this whole kick of wanting to change my mind. I'm willing to be wrong. But what I'm not willing to do is sacrifice more opportunities to build relationships in my life because of my hard-headedness and my fear of thinking I could be swayed or needing to hold on to my bias or hold on to my control or hold on to my defensiveness. I want to let it go. Truly, I want to let it go. And I think it'll be healthier for me because I won't need to have this anxiety of, oh my gosh, I wish they would change. I wish this, I wish that. Well, I can wish all I want, but that's not going to change anything. The only thing I can control is me. I wonder if there's a way, actually, the comment section, like I said, is not it for me, but I wonder if there's a way in which if there's someone who kind of disagrees with me on this, would be willing to have a thoughtful dialogue where we can have a Zoom call or something like that. I need to figure that out. But if you're interested in that, in not just having like thumb wars, because I'm not engaging in any wars in a comment section, I definitely want to have a more nuanced conversation. If you'd be interested in that, comment, let's talk. Let me see if I can figure out a way to make this work. I guess what I've decided is I've changed my mind on cancel culture. I've changed my mind on a lot of things around this whole defensive posture, how I see disagreement entirely. But I guess here's my question now is anybody else out there listening to this? You, since you happen to be listening to this, are you willing to give yourself permission to change your mind? Not in the way of like, oh, I have to change everything about myself, but permission to learn and grow and hear another perspective. It's not protecting us from anything or anyone. Quite honestly, I don't think it's serving us anymore. I think it's time for a radical change to become more open-minded as a society. And like, sure, I can be like, I can say this and then someone can comment truthfully and be like, oh yeah, well, that's never going to change. That might be true, but I can't control whether society changes. I can only control what I contribute. And that's the contribution I want to make. So I'm going to start letting other voices in. I'm going to start choosing to go first and have conversations with people who I know actually disagree with me on something and not get into debate with them. Please hear me. I'm not trying to debate anyone. Debates are just a matter of who can pull out the bigger sword and joust. Okay? I'm not about that. I want to engage in thoughtful dialogue. You know, this blows people away, but even my husband and I, we don't agree on everything. We have a lot of different beliefs. Our values and our foundation is the same, but we disagree on a lot of things. And I've told a couple people that who are millennials or Gen Z, and they're shocked. They're like, what? Well, come on now. We can't actually expect to marry or at least surround ourselves with the clones of ourselves. And I'm saying this literally yelling at myself because I've done that in most other areas of my life. But I'm putting my foot down. I'm not doing it anymore. That part of my life is behind me. I'm saying this out loud because I think I'm going to need some accountability. I'm wondering if you're willing to do it with me. We can do it together. Give ourselves permission to change our minds, our thoughts. Give ourselves permission to be human. Give ourselves permission to see other people for who they really are. Because who they really are is not just what they believe. We're so much more. And if we're going to be the true friends that can hold the tension of contradictions that we are, why not extend that to every single area of our life? I'll see you next time.